I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Wanted to probe something else. USA Today has it on their front page, and each year it gets earlier. It's July, and retailers want you to think back to school. Do we really have any people out there that are embarrassing the rest of us that are already buying back to school? Now, I wanted to ask this. Parents plan to spend an average of $501 per student to get their kids ready to return to the classroom. The U.S. In running tab, $5.4 trillion retail sales as of 2015. So $501 per student to go back to school. A lot of this is on the schools and those stupid lists they send out of the right kind of glue stick and make sure all the sanitary products. My God, you got to believe there's some black market for this stuff.
I would always freak out when they would say, like, this specific brand of glue,
yes,
or pencils,
exactly,
or anything. And my mom, because obviously we would try and save money.
Right.
And I was in sixth, seventh, fourth grade. Excuse me. And I would be like, Mom, this isn't the right one. What the heck? And she'd be like, it's the same thing. It's fine. They're just trying to make us spend the most money. Now, I am totally against these back-to-school sales happening so early. They should start, like, obviously you and I are on the same page. School should start after Labor Day.
That's the first thing. That's it right there. Yes.
So they should, back to school sales should start in the middle of August at the earliest. Heather told me the other day, I forget what store it was. I think it might have been a Target, but I don't want to say definitely. She was in there getting some stuff, and they already had Thanksgiving items up already. Like, can we enjoy the summer?
It makes sense.
Is there just nothing going on in the summer that these stores are just so desperate for? To get in sales, to
right,
get these sales on.
And then when we
there.
Get around Halloween time, it certainly will be Christmas. Maybe it'll be Easter.
Right. It's just like, it's insane how everything is so early nowadays. We're just skipping over how, I mean, as weird as this sounds, I'm actually ecstatic that Thanksgiving is on sale. Like, oh, cool, we have Thanksgiving. That's kind of like the quote-unquote forgotten holiday. You
right.
have Halloween, and then all of a sudden it's Christmas. And they completely forget one of my favorite holidays in Thanksgiving.
So have you gotten your look already for back to school? Have you gotten that list? Or tell me the ones you've gotten in the past. It's amazing. We've allowed schools to say, look, you're paying a bazillion dollars in taxes, but we are still going to force you to bring all these things in the school. And a lot of them are various wiping down stuff. It's like a crime scene or something. The wildest one I've gotten over the years was the school demanded tennis balls, and they were going to use them to put underneath the desk so they wouldn't make noise moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a common thing, but we had them already pre-installed by the school provided.
Well,
them.
Right. Now you got to bring tennis balls like Wimbledon. Hey, send me the excess balls here.
Right.
855-839-1210. Is this fueled, too, by the people out there who are thinking, I'm way ahead of these other dumb people. I'm buying school supplies. Kids just got out of school 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's just past the 4th of July. Let's go to Lori and Ringo's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lori, good morning.
Hey, Dom. I was going to comment on the Macron thing, but I think, maybe part of it, I think Bill put his finger on it. Like, people aren't shopping as much in the summer, or, the stores are going to sell what they can, but also online sales, even though school supplies. I think maybe the retailers with actual stores are sort of, trying to do whatever they can, sort of desperately.
Well, but Lori, the schools are buying. I mean, you have two kids. Are you going to spend $501 per kid to go back to school?
I said to my daughter yesterday when I saw a back-to-school commercial, I said, that is just wrong. I mean, I totally agree that it's ridiculous that they're doing it, but I do think part of it is probably because of online sales. Will I spend that much? No. I mean, I absolutely won't. I get my kids clothes when they need them. My girls have started getting into the the, we got to go out and get back to school clothes. So, you know, we might give them something to go one day and go shopping, but it's not going to be $500. So.
Yeah, and a lot of it is we've allowed the schools, they're still beating that drum saying we don't get enough in taxes and all that, and they come up with these lists, and they're very specific, very demanding, and then some of them take all the supplies and they make it community supplies in the classroom.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Totally, I agree. That totally rubs me the wrong way. And I never had to do all that, bring in stuff like that when I was in school. So
it's a scavenger hunt. Yeah.
You get to pay for the teacher's pensions instead. And then you have to bring in all your supplies.
So what's your Trump comment there on saying?
Yeah. It's like, here's the litmus test. Whether he was over the top or not depends on whether she had sleeves on whatever outfit she was wearing.
Well, Paul Ryan was lurking in the background, yes.
So if she had no sleeves, then it's fair game to comment on her physical appearance and whether she looks in shape or not. If she had sleeves, then I think he went over the top.
Well, Trump can't do this. If he sees Michelle Obama, he can't. She's flexing those biceps. He can't go over and touch the biceps and say, wow, you must really work out. Look at this. Beautiful, you know?
I told you I hated that with Michelle. You're right. I guess I was sort of jealous. So.
I know. It's overdone. I don't get the I'm not looking at a woman's biceps per se. Thank you, Lori. Have a nice weekend. 855-839-1210. You get on board. 855-839-1210. So have you gotten the back-to-school list yet this year? This is even way, I usually talk about this in early August, how much this was creeping in. And I am a fan. Let me just bank shot to this. I am a fan of kids not in school in the summer. Oh, my God. Let's just put them in school all year long. Ridiculous. We have teachers out there listening. They're off now. Would you agree with me? It's a ridiculous concept. What you do as a parent, you try to stimulate some reading, do a little bit of math occasionally over the summer, that kind of thing. Interesting things that they experience. That's the way I see summer. Not cooped up in a school. There's enough time during the school year if the kid's really productive and really trying and really doing all those things. And then you have summer to explore and do other things. That's the way that it works. And these schools that are starting back before Labor Day, tell me right now, do you know when your school goes back this year? I want to see what the earliest we have in the Delaware Valley area is. Some of these start to encroach, maybe August 25th, 26th. College didn't used to go back until after Labor Day or right around Labor Day. Now, God knows what day they want you there. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. We'll get you on board. Back to school sales. I'm looking for somebody that says, oh, I'm already on it. You don't like it because people are vigilant. How many weeks have we been out of school? About three for some school districts. And immediately the cycle continues. And some of this, the public schools, a lot of them have slowly but surely made this ritual. They don't have enough money. You're not paying enough in taxes. You have to provide all these janitorial and cleaning and specifics connected to it. Glue stick. It can't be that. It has to be this. How did that happen? Don't you think schools should have to provide a minimal amount of stuff? All right, Rudy's in Woodbury. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Rudy. Welcome in.
Hi. Great show. Listen to you all the time.
Thanks, Rudy.
First time caller.
Thank you.
I'm kind of in between on the school thing, but what I wanted to say about the Macklin thing first was, wasn't it a year ago that former President Obama was caught and eyeing, and it was all on the internet, all on newspapers, caught eyeing a woman in France's particular body part, and the president of France was, he had his finger on his mouth like, you know, like, I
yeah, no, he's done it several times, and I don't think it's, for Obama or Trump, any big scandal. You're exactly right. I mean, Bill Clinton is the guy that is still doing stuff like this. So, this is Trump being Trump. It's not the best diplomatic thing, but I don't think the French, of all people, took exception to it.
I think he's not a career politician, so he's like a guy's guy, and it's just, it is kind of off-putting because he's the guy. He's not that a career political science major, you know, person. But I like Trump. I like what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I like what he's doing. I'm a former for a Philadelphia transportation company. I'm a former railroad inspector and worker, and so some of those bosses, they're guys. They're pretty crude, but they get the job done. I mean, you have to disassociate, I guess. But as a president, I think it's off-putting that he's a guy's guy.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you very much. Appreciate that first-time call. 855-839-1210. You get in. I love this every year to see how early it is with the back-to-school list. And it's up in all the stores. And then have you got yours online yet? I mean, they're having all these sales, so you would think it's kind of coordinated. They ought to give it to you the last day of school. By the way, we haven't done this in a while. I am not a big fan, well, unless it's carefully done and it's a good book. Haven't done it in a while. Bill, you'd be thinking of yours. Mine, I think, was Captain Courageous. And The Mill and the Floss was one summer read, I think. Stuff like that. Give me the worst book that you had to read over the summertime as the required reading and how you got through it. What's the worst one? I haven't seen the list in recent years, but, you know, it's not a bad idea. School wants to be in touch, particularly academic sections, to tell kids you ought to be reading. But then, if you're going to do that, you have to select a book that's going to tap in, be compelling, have some shot, not Mill and the Floss, Beowulf, like type of thing. And then you got to avoid controversy a little bit.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.